I don't know. That's about the way I leave it.
You say children like to
swim.
Mm-hmm. And when you buy something and pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for...
You mean something just because I paid my bill? Is that what you're talking about? I don't know.
You ever heard the word lanyard?
What?
Lanyard.
Uh-uh.
That's, I guess, more around Louisiana.
Yeah. It's not a familiar word to me.
Uh-huh. Say someone didn't know how to swim, you'd say that he got in the water and he got...
Drowned? Is that what you're talking about?
So you'd say that after he went down for the third time, you'd say that he did what? He
drowned?
Uh-huh. Say, I wasn't there, so I didn't see him.
Drowned?
Uh-huh. And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And you say that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I have never
climbed it.
And you say she walked up to the altar and she what down?
Knelt.
Uh-huh. And if you were tired, you'd say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
And you say he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just
lay on bed.
Uh-huh. And talking about something that you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
Something that I saw where?
In your sleep.
Oh, a dream?
Uh-huh. You say, this is what I...
Dreamed.
And you say, often when I go to sleep, I...
Dream.
Uh-huh. But I usually can't remember what I have...
Dreamed.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I...
Waked up, I guess.
Okay. And if you bring your foot down heavy on the ground, you say you...
Stomped.
Uh-huh. And say if you saw a friend of yours at a party, leaving alone, you might ask, can I...
Go with you, or...
Can I what you home? Can I...
Escort.
Uh-huh. Any other word besides escort?
Accompany.
Mm-hmm. What if you had a car? What would you say?
Could I take you home in my car? Could I drive you home?
Mm-hmm. And to get something to come towards you, you'd take hold of it in.
Something that you'd speak to, say, come here?
But some object, like you'd take hold of this stool and...
And pull it towards you?
Uh-huh. Another way would be...
Shove it?
Or...
Push it.
Mm-hmm. You might tell a child not. Now that stove is very hot, so.
Don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you might tell someone go.
Bring me a hammer.
Uh-huh. And you say, you throw a ball and ask somebody to.
Throw it back.
Or ask someone to.
Catch it.
And you say, I threw the ball and he.
Caught it.
Or I've been fishing all day, but I haven't.
Caught anything.
And you might say, there's no need for you to hurry. If I get there first, I'll...
Wait.
I'll wait.
For you.
Uh-huh. And if you're about to punish a child, he might tell you, please... What me... Please give me a...
A chance? Is that what you're talking about?
And say if a man was in a very good mood, you might say he's in a very good...
Humor.
And say, well, we've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get...
Rid of them.
Mm-hmm. And you say, well, he didn't know what was going on, but he, what, he knew it all. He, would you say he made out like he knew it all?
Yeah.
He acted as though
he knew it all.
Mm-hmm. Say if a boy left his best pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it.